Well, good morning. I think that was Carla's way of saying hallelujah, the renovation is done. Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you this morning. We're so glad that you're here with us as we are back upstairs and worshiping together in our sanctuary. It's been a long journey that it took a little longer than what we planned, but as I said, we're so grateful and thankful for all of your help and every one of you that pitched in different ways. And so we are glad that you're here this morning. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about how fortunate are the seekers as we continue our series talking about the Beatitudes and flourishing. And we want to welcome those that will be listening online later this week also to our service. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin this morning. Come and celebrate the unfailing love of God. Journey together in hope, knowing God will fulfill every promise of kingdom life in Christ Jesus. Let us sing of the wonder of our God and Christ. Well, let's join together there as we go to our first hymn, number 4. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
Straightforward, bring forth the royal diadem.
let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. God of wonder, we come seeking new sight. Clear away our blindness and give us a new vision of your reign at work in the actions of Jesus and your church. Give us your strength as we worship this morning through Christ our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to go to our next hymn, which is hymn number 37, When Morning Gilds the Skies. Thankfully, a couple weeks ago, Carla played this like for her offertory or something. And I was like, oh, we haven't sung that one in a long time. So... why we're here is so that Jesus Christ can be praised. Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning. Guess what? We get to sit on the floor again. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Hi, yes. Okay, I got a question for you, like I always do. Did anybody eat breakfast this morning? Anybody eat breakfast this morning? What'd you have? Cereal? Fruit? Eggs? Toast? Waffles? Pancakes? Man, I'm starting to run out of coffee. What'd you have? I know, what'd you eat? Do you remember what you ate this morning?
Well, wait a minute. You guys said you ate breakfast, peanut butter and jelly. Well, what'd you eat? A pack of muffins. Okay, yes. I never thought about muffins. Yeah. What else?
Pizza.
Ooh. Cinnamon rolls. Did Mom make them? Yeah. Cinnamon rolls are my favorite. I had that yesterday. We went to the German Baptist store over between Covington and Bradford, and we got some homemade cinnamon rolls. They were really good. What else did you eat? What did you guys eat? Do you remember? What? Dog treats? Oh, okay. Not dog treats. That's good. So, yeah. So, well, okay. So that was one question. I didn't really get good answers on that. So what do you do? Or let me ask you this. What happens when you're really hungry? Okay, you eat. But what happens before that? How do you know you're really hungry? There you go. Your stomach growls. Stomach growls. Have you ever oh my gosh, have you ever said this to your mom or dad? I'm starving. When are we going to eat? Yeah. I said that when I was a kid too, and I don't know if my mom, but I think my dad one time said, "You're not starving," you know. So, but sometimes we can really be hungry, can't we? Have you ever was like playing outside in the summer for a long time, and you're like, "I am so thirsty. I need some water. I need some juice." Or maybe you ran over and turned on the hose and got a drink out of the hose. Now I hope you didn't do like I did a few times, is you started to take a drink right away and the water was what? Hot, yes. It was hot because the hose was hot in the sun. No, you wait a little while and then it gets cold. So I had to stick my finger on the end of it and then I felt it get colder and colder and then I got a drink out of there. Yes. Because sometimes when we're really hungry, we gotta have something to eat, don't we? It's our body's way of telling us that we need food, we need protein, so we can keep growing, so we keep getting strong, and so we can think. Yes, and when we're really thirsty, we gotta have a drink, don't we? Yeah, we don't wanna fall over and pass out, or cramp up and hurt. So we sometimes, when we're really hungry and really thirsty, it's our body telling us we need it. Well, guess what Jesus did? Now, I'm only going to talk about one of them because I don't want to focus on all. But Jesus, in one of the Beatitudes, when he was teaching, he said, "Blessed are, or fortunate are, those who hunger and thirst." Listen to his language. Hunger and thirst for what is right and just. Wait a minute. How can you be hungry and thirsty for what's right and just? Well, he's not talking literally. He's talking metaphorically. But he's letting us know that we want things to be right in the world. And sometimes when things get kind of chaotic in the world, it's not right. And it causes anxieties and wars and fighting and people hurting people, people saying bad things about other people, all kinds of stuff. And Jesus says that we are blessed and fortunate because we want things to be right. As followers of Jesus, we want things to be right in the world. So what can we do? I mean, I can't make the world right. Can you make the world right? Yeah, we wish we could do that at times, don't we? Kaboom, you know, and it'd be done. No, we can't. So what do? We pray. You know, every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, during prayer time, part of that is asking for God to make things right. But also, not only prayer, but guess what? We can do it We can show everybody else the way God wants us to do it. And that's by living out the Beatitudes that we've been talking about over the last few weeks. Because that's the way we are blessed and fortunate, and we want to show everybody else that too. And that's why Jesus taught us these Beatitudes, so that we can make a difference in our world. All right, guess what? You get to go downstairs this morning. Yes. It's been a long time since I've said those words.
Pastor Jason, I forgot an announcement. Today's the last Sunday to order Easter flowers. If you haven't turned in an order and you want one, just see me after church.
Yeah, I think there's only 3 envelopes left back there. So, yeah. So if you didn't see it, make sure you talk to Rhea afterwards.
If she's up here, and she just had a birthday
too. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And as we do, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us this morning before we continue on. So we'll give you a chance to do that. Somebody this morning, joy or concern. Yep.
I just want to thank everybody for all the prayers that while I went through this knee surgery.
Yes, and recovery and rehab. And yeah, so it's good to see you back with us this morning. Somebody else. Yes. What did you say they were, why they moved her?
Because she was getting sick to her stomach, but she's had 5 units of blood since she's been there, and she was trying to work with her to heal the ulcer and get her leg to move in and stuff. She's needs our prayers really badly.
Okay, so that's a change since Friday. Because Friday I talked to Andrea and she said that she's doing much better and she's been doing physical therapy. So I don't know if maybe the physical therapy overdid it a little bit for her or what, but definitely want to continue praying for Georgia then this morning. So somebody else, yeah. Okay, unspoken. Somebody else? Yep. Hutchinson and what was the other?
R-U-F-F.
Okay. So we want to keep that family in our prayers with the loss of that little one. Yeah. That's never easy when that happens. Yeah. Somebody else? Yeah.
We need to remember Brett. I can't think of her last name.
That's okay. I never use last names, so. Unless it's loss or death. Yeah, go ahead.
She's having a lot of trouble physically.
Yeah, we've prayed for her before because I remember that name. So, yeah. Somebody else. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. I saw another hand back there. Where are we going? There we go.
Unspoken.
Where did I see the other one? There we go. Oh, now that I will take the last name.
Sherman.
Okay, so we want to remember the Sherman family there with that loss of that loved one. And for Brenda, for recovery, will she be getting a scan again soon or not? Okay. Somebody else? Well, we'll go over here again.
We have a new custodian at the Brown Township at the cemetery. He's just a young fellow. His name is Kevin Baker. And the other night he had a heart attack. And they had to rush there, and then they took him by helicopter down to Dayton. But he's not
boys.
Oh, boy. So we want to remember Kevin in our prayers and asking for God's touch upon him. I thought I saw another hand over here. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's on our monthly, but thank you for giving us that little bit of an update. Somebody else, Joy or Concern, yeah.
So just an update on my best friend's granddaughter. She didn't get to celebrate her 2-year-old birthday here recently. She is now cancer-free.
So. Oh, wow. Let me know if her name is still, well, we don't have any back there because I think they took them the last 2 weeks. If she's still on the monthly, or remind me after the service her first name and I'll look and see so we can, yeah.
Lainey.
Lainey, yeah, I think she still is on the monthly. So we'll want to take her off of there.
Yeah, she just had her scan last week.
Oh, wow, thank God for that. Thank God, yes. Wow. Somebody else. Okay. Well, they may not even know yet until they run tests and stuff. Anybody else?
I have some good news. My niece showed my choir got a 1 and they're headed to state. And the wrestling team sent 5 wrestlers to state. And prayer for the soldiers we lost this week.
Yes. And I just saw there was more of that group. Yeah. A different group that was in that plane accident. And, definitely want to remember them. And you better add the band in there because the band got a superior rating, yes. So if we're bringing up some of those. Somebody else, yep.
The Furstenberger family, Bethel high school teacher that passed away unexpectedly. Furstenberger.
With a T-H or F?
F.
That's what I wrote. Okay, that's what I got written down. So, okay, so we want to remember them, that family. Somebody else? Yep.
Carrie got information this morning that Bob Bowman is in grave condition this morning.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Yeah, we need to pray for the Bob Bowman family. His organs are shutting down. He's had serious heart issues for I don't know how long. It's been almost a decade, and yeah. And so we definitely need to pray for him and also for his family because that's hard. So somebody else.
I don't know if the folks here or not remember Joyce Heisey. She was a first grade teacher at Miami East. Mm-hmm. She passed away.
What was the last name?
Heisey, H-E-I-S-E-Y, Joyce.
Heisey?
Heisey,
S-E-Y. S-E-Y, okay.
H-E-I.
Okay, so we want to remember the Heisey family with the loss of that loved one. Anybody else? Yep.
Mickey Soxie Baker, she has cancer.
Who was it again?
Mickey Soxie Baker.
Nikki? Okay. Somebody else then? Yeah.
Jason, most everybody that had a hand in this is here. You've already thanked them, but I want to thank them too. But there is 2 people that's not here that had a big hand in this, and one is Doug Kirk. And if you didn't know it, he stored all these pews in his garage all this time since last year, and that saved us probably $400 to $500 storage. The other person is Andy Taylor. Andy was involved with this when we unloaded the pews.
Yes.
In the garage. He was involved in bringing them over here, and he was involved in bringing them up here this week. He had his whole crew, mowing crew here, and so I think when you see him, I want to thank him because he has a hand in it too.
Yeah, definitely.
Andy Moat.
thank you for mentioning that. Yes, he did. And that was really wonderful. So somebody else, anybody else? All right. Wow. There's a big, big, big list and lots of names to pray for. Just encourage you as some of those names come to your mind that you would pray and lift those names up. And then I'll come and close us out this morning as she plays. As we pray today, you have heard the voices of your children this morning, Lord, that have mentioned so many needs here this morning, God. And Lord, we know that you're more than like a slot machine that we put our faith into and then you do things for us because of that. But Lord, we trust you and we pray. And we pray and we pray and we trust you and we thank you that you will make a difference in people's lives because we've seen it so many times. And sometimes we see them go on to be with you. And so, Lord, today, as we lift up so many today, Lord, starting with the individuals, God, I want to pray for Nikki this morning. Bob Bowman, for Georgia, for Bretta this morning, and Brenda, Lord, this morning, and Kevin, and Megan, and Easton, and David, and Evan Demet, Lord God. We ask your touch upon each one of them, God. Lord, we ask for your healing touch, your healing strength, your grace. Give them faith and courage in the midst of all of that. And minister to them, we pray. Give the doctors a wisdom and the nurses as they help and work with them in so many different ways. Lord, we lift up the various families that have experienced loss. The Hazy family, the Furstenberger family, the soldiers and their families with the loss of their loved ones. Hutchinson and Ruff family this morning, God, the Sherman family. Lord, we lift up all of these that have lost loved ones, family members, friends, however that is. God, that you would grant your peace today, that you would grant your strength and your grace for each of them. And we thank you for that. Lord, we lift up these three unspoken needs that have been mentioned, Lord, today. We ask your touch for each one of them, whatever that need may be, and maybe others that have come in today. Maybe there's needs that they couldn't share. We ask that you would move. We ask that you would work in so many different ways. And Lord, we continue to lift up so much of what is going on around the world with the wars and the conflicts and the violence and so many things that people are facing. Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for leaders to be willing to bring negotiations and bring ceasing to conflicts. And Lord, we also lift up many people in our own nation and country right now. So many that are suffering in various ways. And Lord, some that are struggling just to make ends meet, God, we just ask that you would grant grace and give wisdom to our leaders at all levels, Lord. And Lord, that somehow, some way, that things can settle and prices can go down, Lord, that'll make it easier for people to be able to afford to live. And Lord, other things that are just happening around our community and various things, God, we continue to just pray that your grace and your hand would be here. And Lord, we can't stop yet until we thank you. We thank you today, O God, for the blessing of a remodeled sanctuary, for the new carpet, the new painting, and all that's been done in the pews, God. We give you thanks. We thank you for people that sacrificed and worked hard, some people that gave extra to be able to help fund this. And God, we're thankful for all of that today. As we ask all of these things now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline and grant us thy Thank you so much for joining us in prayer, and some of these, if you happen to remember them this week, just pray for them, because such some serious needs going on there. So, well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Again, as I always say, thank you so much for your faithfulness. That's how we continue the ministry here of our church and our community here and going forth into our community and around the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. We present our offering to you, O Lord. Bless it and send your light to meet the needs of our church and community. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading is coming once again from Matthew chapter 5. Once again, we're looking at a different version, translation this morning, as we can keep reading the Beatitudes every Sunday. And so we're going to read once again. When Jesus saw the crowds of people there, he went up on a hill and sat down. His followers came and sat next to him. Then Jesus began teaching the people. He said, "Great blessings belong to those who know they are spiritually in need. God's kingdom belongs to them. Great blessings belong to those who are sad now. God will comfort them. Great blessings belong to those who are humble. They will be given the land God promised. Great blessings belong to those who want to do right more than anything else. God will fully satisfy them. Great blessings belong to those who show mercy to others. Mercy will be given to them. Great blessings belong to those whose hearts are pure. They will be with God. Great blessings belong to those who work to bring peace. God will call them his sons and daughters. Great blessings belong to those who suffer persecution for doing what is right. God's kingdom belongs to them." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. Amen and amen. Well, a gentleman had passed away, and he arrived at the pearly gates, and as we often hear in these kind of stories, Peter met him and took him in. And when they went into this one area, the guy had looked, and he's like, "Why are all these clocks everywhere in heaven?" And Peter said, "Well, these clocks move based on how many bad things people have done in their lives." He said, "See this one over here? It's moving fairly slow because that's Billy Graham's clock." And then he looked around and he said, "See this clock over here? It was moving rather slow too." And he says, "That was Mother Teresa's clock." Well, the gentleman goes, "Wow, that's really cool." He goes, "Well, Peter, which one's my clock?" And he said, "Oh, that's back in the storage room. It's going so fast that we use it as a fan." I hope that's not my clock. As we continue our series on flourishing, looking at the Beatitudes, today we're going to talk about good news for seekers. Good news for seekers. So let me just begin with a question. What is a seeker? What is a seeker? A seeker is someone who has a great desire to find or obtain something, like a person looking for meaning in life or purpose in life, or, let's get more practical, a job or fortune or whatever, fame. I mean, we could go on. You can keep listing some of those. In the next three Beatitudes, Jesus announces good news for a different kind of seeking. And as we're going to look at them this morning, let's begin there, because it's good news for those who crave what is right and good. Oh, sorry. I just realized that's not spelled right. Instead of craving, use the wrong word. Those who crave what is right and good. I don't know about you, But I crave a lot of things. I like iced tea. I like donuts from Tim Hortons. I like steak on the grill. I like a good movie or a drama or a mystery. I mean, they're just all kinds of things. And it's interesting because since deprivation was very common in Jesus' day, I bet their ears and their eyes perked as Jesus announced good news for those who are hungry and thirsty for what is right and just. Well, they lived in the Roman Empire. And they had a lot of stuff, but the thing is that the Romans kept peace through their military. So when people got out of line or caused trouble, they would send in the military, and the military would just take care of people. And it wasn't pretty. And that's why when we read the Gospels carefully, there was a whole group called the Zealots that were trying to kill Romans. And somehow they got it into their head that if they kill Romans in the name of God, they're doing the right thing. Well, Jesus comes along in his teachings and says, no, that is not the way of God. That's not. Rather, you need to be the kind of people who hunger and thirst for what is right and just. Now, that conveys a couple things I want you to see. First of all, it conveys this idea of longing to know and walk with God. Why? Because we just are not righteous. We're just not right and just automatically. We need God in our lives. And I think Jesus is trying to say that the closer we get to God or have a desire and a hunger to be close to God, the more we will do what is right in our lives and what is just among people and how we treat people and how we act towards them. One of the psalmists, I think, captures the image a little bit here of what I think Jesus is trying to say. I almost had us sing it this morning, but I didn't know if Carla would find it or not, but maybe we'll sing it next Sunday. But the psalmist says this, as the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you. The title of it is As the Deer. It goes, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. And then it goes on. You alone are my strength, my shield, for you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I think that song conveys what Jesus is trying to get at here. Hungering and thirsting for what is right, what is just. And part of that is hungering and thirsting for God. But also, I think it speaks a little bit more. It means that they long for a life or for life to be right, just, peaceful, loving, and fair. In fact, in the book of Revelation, there's this interesting story that is told. Well, it's not really a story. It kind of gives a revelation of saints in heaven who are, quote, under the altar. And it says that they cry out to God saying, how long, O Lord? How long will you continue to put up with this? How long will you bring your what is right? Bring what is just. Vindicate your people. And I think a little bit of that is what Jesus is saying. So what Jesus is saying, if you get the picture in its context, the answer for what is right and just is not to kill Romans. It's to pray. It's to draw closer to God. And it's to act in our lives in ways that are right and just. And what does Jesus say? Oops, I'm sorry about that. Jesus says such persons will be satisfied. What satisfies you? What satisfies you? It's interesting that Scripture says in a lot of different places is that God is a God who satisfies and fills us with good things. And I could quote some of those. The Lord will be your guide continually and will satisfy your needs in the barren desert. He will give you strength of limb. He will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Did you hear all that imagery about what God can be for us? Or how about this one? For the Lord satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Our call is to walk with God and to seek what is right and just for all people. And in turn, we will taste that rain and walk in that rain where God satisfies. There is a place in God where God gives us contentment and satisfaction. I've experienced it in my life. I can't say I live there all the time, and I wish I did, because it's a beautiful thing. But when you find that and learn to walk in that, it's like walking in peace. And one day we have the promise that God will make all things new. Those who crave for what is right and just. Second thing is those who long for and crave for the compassionate. The compassionate. This is the merciful. The merciful. You know, he says, fortunate are blessings on those who are merciful. What is that about? Such persons are marked by acts of generosity. Scripture tells us that mercy is a divine attribute. And God desires, listen to this, God desires mercy above all the sacrifices we make. We make sacrifices for our family. We make sacrifices for our job. We make sacrifices for our churches. We make sacrifices for our faith and God and Jesus. But Jesus tells us that God loves mercy. If we fail to show mercy to other people, we're missing something. Such mercy and generosity. Listen to this. This is interesting. I did a little look up on this. Such mercy and generosity in the Gospels is associated with Jesus forgiving, feeding the hungry, healing people, setting people free. Basically, he's alleviating people's pain and suffering. And Jesus extends such kindness in his ministry. And he taught his followers, in fact, he urged them to do the same. Such persons are generous. And generous in the Bible is open-handed. I want you to grab this picture that I'm going to show you here, because if you don't, you'll miss the spiritual point. In Scripture, especially in the Old Testament, but somewhat in the New, when Scripture uses words to describe generosity, it means open-handed. In other words, what you have in your pocket. Sorry, I'm assuming. I will put it back so don't think I'm doing anything crazy. That what I have in my hand, if it's open-handed, I'm willing to say, here, Gary, you need it right now, you take it. I see your need, you take it. Versus being close-fisted, which means you're stingy. And the thing is, if you're like me, and I know we've all done it, usually in those moments, our mind goes, and we say, do they deserve it? Do they really need it? And then we go from this to this. And here's the thing. Thankfully, God doesn't give us what we deserve. Yes, I just saw somebody say thank you. Because if God gave us what we deserve, but God gives us what we need. His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness. And that's so important because Jesus says such persons will be shown mercy. And the idea is that when we're in need, if we're open-handed, notice where my hand is. If we're open-handed and share, what does it mean we're open-handed? Remember what I've told you before? Why did the scripture say, lift up holy hands unto the Lord? And I said they would pray like this. They prayed like this because having an open hand means you're willing to receive. If we're tight-fisted, we can't receive. If we're open-handed, we can receive from God. The two go together. They're like the same, they're a different side of the same coin. You know, one side is open-handed, we give. The other side is open-handed, we receive. Mercy, compassion, generosity are blessings we share with others. And Scripture reminds us that when we walk in those types of virtues, these kingdom virtues, they will come back on us. Proverbs 11:17 says, those who are kind reward themselves. Or how about the one we all know? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. Or literally the Hebrew says, pursue us all the days of our lives. When we extend our hands, we are also opening them to receive from God, the compassionate and merciful. Third one is the sincere, or as the Jesus said, the pure in heart. The pure in heart. What is this? Such persons are genuine in their devotion to God. Now, I want you to catch something here, because the pure in heart are not perfect. They're not perfect in their walk with God. They're not perfect in the way they treat others. They're not perfect in life because nobody's perfect. But they are sincere in their desire to follow Christ and worship God. So we might say we think about our motives and our faithfulness. And when we do that, we have a clear vision. This is interesting. William Barclay, the commentator from England, way back in his little commentaries long ago, said, we can only see what we're able to see. Sounds simple, doesn't it? We can only see what we are able to see. Well, here's what I want you to see, because what does Jesus say? Such persons will see God. I hope I experience and can see Christ in my life as Emmanuel, God with us. I hope that I can see Christ at work in my life. Let me tell you what I'm talking about here by using an example. When I was in Louisiana and I saw swamps, I saw snakes, whether they were there or not, gators, whether they were there or not, and black, water. But a botanist who walks into that same swamp that I was just looking at will see a whole live, exciting world going on. And the same is true with us. Our level of sincerity, of faith, helps us to see that God and Christ is at work in our lives. Have you ever had those weeks where it was tough, it was hard, you were struggling, you were frustrated, you weren't very graceful or gracious, and you just only could see the bad that was going on? And then another week, something was different. you had a great week, and it seemed like everything was going right, and your relationship with God was good, and you were doing your devotionals, and it just seemed like every day, it's just, man, God's blessing me, and it's a difference in the way we see. And here's a beautiful promise that I want us to hold on to that we don't forget. 1 John says it this way. 1 John 3:2. It has not yet been revealed what we will be. Christians, followers of Christ. But what we do know is when Christ is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he truly is. You see all that language about seeing and having our eyes open and being revealed? It makes a difference. In 2008, Sonia Richard Ross competed in the 400 meter Olympic event at Beijing. She started the race strong and built a substantial lead before locking up. Her body started locking up in the home stretch. She finished third with the bronze. Well, guess what? Over the next 4 years, all she could see and focus on was winning the gold in London. And guess what? She did with a time of 49.55 seconds. 4 years she hungered and thirsted with a sense of unfinished business and uncompleted mission. We too haven't finished the race yet. Remember, Christ honors those seeking what is right and just, compassionate and merciful, expressed through generous deeds, and a sincerity of faith that helps us see God at work in us and others. Such persons will experience all God has in store for them, the seekers. And this is good news indeed. Amen. Amen. Well, shake a couple hands. I know I went just a little longer, but I wanted to get this across this morning. It was burning on my heart. So shake a few hands and then we'll close out with that little chorus, Jesus be the Lord of all. The hymn book, or you can just sing along with the two verses there. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdoms of my heart. Jesus, I surrender. surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdoms of my heart. It's kind of our prayer as we go today. Well, let's join together for our benediction. May the God of mercy and justice go with us this week. Go in peace, love, and care for one another in Christ's name. And may God's favor be with us. Amen.